Oh, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We all survived the weekend. Hi, y'all. How y'all doing?
Barely.
Hello.
Barely.
There's Froggy, and there's Scary, there's Gandhi, and Danielle, and Scotty B, who is now mic'd into the podcast. Hi, Scotty B.
We can't. Say hi.
It's not working.
Hi, guys.
There
There's Straight Nate, and there's Brody, and there's Garrett. So right before we started, Nate asked the question, what?
Well, I took a picture recently, and I can unequivocally say it is the worst picture. It is the most embarrassing picture. It is the, I look the dumbest I've ever looked in this picture.
Oh.
And I just wanted to know if everybody has that picture that they can show. And if you're listening to this podcast, you really should be watching it. Because I found this picture, and I look, I'm embarrassed at how I look.
But I've got a thousand of those.
It's so embarrassing.
Wait, hold on. You only took one picture that was bad? All of mine are bad.
No, this one, like, if you look at it, you're going to say, should I just show you the picture?
Yeah, please.
All right. This is so, I look ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I can't see it.
Yeah, there's a kind of a glare thing going on.
Yeah.
Describe it to us.
Okay, look at me.
Okay. Oh, no. I've seen worse pictures of
I'm
you.
I'm wearing...
Yeah, what are you
what's
doing?
Okay, Crocs?
So I'm wearing not even Crocs. I'm wearing the Walmart knockoff version.
Oh,
because
my God.
I went camping. I went camping, and I needed... I'm like, I need just some, like, camp shoes to walk around. And so I got the knockoff version. We're $4.99. I am wearing zip-off pants. I am fishing, and look at my hair. And I'm wearing a camouflage hat I found in the tent. I have never looked so ridiculous in my life.
Yeah.
This is the most embarrassing picture I've ever taken.
Now, does it have to be a current picture, or could it be an old one?
It could be an old one.
Yeah, oh, okay. God, I've got thousands. Here's one of me after my eye surgery. You want to see it?
Oh, yeah.
Look. Okay.
God.
Okay. Amazing.
I mean, but that was after surgery. I was forced to look like that. I'll find a worse one.
I was at my friend's barbecue last summer, and I guess I was caught dozing off in the corner, and my friends captured this gem of me.
That's Skip awesome. Looking good.
That's a good one. Oh,
that's
man.
Nice.
I'm trying so hard to find this one that Brandon took of me. I was asleep on the couch, and I sleep in, like, crazy positions. So I had one leg up on the back of the couch and the other one, like, half down, so I was spread eagle. I had a couple chins like Skiri does, and my mouth was wide open. I was snoring.
Find it.
My eyes stay half open when I sleep, so I just looked like a monster.
Find it. We need it. That sounds like something we need to see right now.
I got to find it.
And we have dozens of pictures of Danielle with her mouth open on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping.
But wait, this one might be worse. I think I went paintball shooting or something with my family, and this is what they made us wear on our heads.
It's not too bad.
I found a post surgery too when I had my jaw reconstructed. All right, you ready for this? This is right. This is like an hour or two after.
Oh my God!
It's like a mugshot.
Oh my God!
God, it was so bad.
It looks like you lost a fight and then you were arrested, and that's your mugshot. Yeah. Here's me after I had my hair dyed white. Is that before Gandhi when I decided to go blonde?
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, when you were blonde.
I went blonde, and Alex said, "You know, only whores go blonde." I mean, what are you calling a whore? That's rude. Anyway,
here's me at my high school radio station.
Oh, look at you.
Can't we see it?
Oh, sorry.
All right. So my first photo with Allie ever, she came to my college graduation, and my sister's taking the photo, and the sun is in my eyes. So this is our first photo as like a couple, like both parents know we're dating now. And.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Squinting. That sun can be bright. I think that's why they tell us not to look at the sun.
This isn't a picture of me, but this is one of my favorite pictures ever. This was one of the many times Greg T pulled his pants down and showed his ass.
Greg T's ass. So if Greg T was here and he showed the worst picture of him, it would be that way.
I found one of me after surgery, which if I zoom in, hang on, you can see the catheter coming out.
No.
Oh.
You can't see my penis.
Oh, man.
You can't see my penis. But you can see the catheter tube.
Really?
It looked like your penis was hanging out.
No, it wasn't. That was me. I was like, I was so drugged up. Froggy, that's like when they're like, okay, you can hit the button every 15 minutes.
Okay, great.
And so the nurse will come in and say, have you hit your button yet? Because they can't do it for you.
Oh, no. You know, when I had my surgery, I taped my button down. Just never, ever come up.
Hey, does anybody recognize this person? He's going to kill me. This is so not nice of me to do this.
Don't show Kate. Totally.
Why would you show that?
He's not here to defend himself.
I know.
Terrible.
That's not
He normally has his shirt off. In this podcast room.
Nope, today he's on the toilet.
The pictures that we have from my first day on the air with you guys drive me insane because I was in that stage where I think I got a little too drunk off of the blonde highlights and they got lighter and lighter and it was almost platinum and my eyebrows are dark as fuck. It's hideous. Every time I see that thing, I'm like, damn it.
Let's see it.
I don't. Oh. Yeah, you can't really tell in
You're
this.
Not showing us any photos.
Well, you can't really tell there.
Oh, you look good there.
You look fine.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No. I'll get a better one. It's awful. Like, my friends have texted me and been like, why would you let that be the picture? And then anytime something gets posted about us, that's the photo that they use. Oh. It's awful.
So this isn't a bad photo. This is like one of those like, oh, wow photos. You know the stories where a couple, they were in Disney World, but they were both children and they're in the same photo together.
Right.
My high school went to the Staten Island Zoo to cover Groundhog Day. So Greg T, we interviewed Greg T and the cameraman. I'm the cameraman. So you see this photo. There's the guy and interviewing Greg T. Let's zoom in the background. There is one Alex Carr. In the photo.
Lurking.
That's awesome.
Lurking in the background.
Oh, my God.
And way before, that had to be 1999, maybe? 2000?
Right. Wow.
Yeah, are we allowed to show a photo of someone else that we have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God, that's so
I'm
going to
say this in advance. Brody, you can't be mad at me. I don't even know how I have
I'm already mad at you.
I'm already mad at you.
He's mad at you already.
It's not putting you in a compromising position in any way.
We
were in
us.
Puerto Rico.
He's got two pair of glasses on.
You're stacking glasses.
Look at their face. Two pairs of glasses.
Yeah,
so
look at your face. You got that face on.
It was the stank face that made me laugh the hardest.
Stank face.
All right, well.
That was me.
My friend Brian is not here to defend himself, but we went to Vegas a long time ago, and he got so hammered. Went back to the room before I did, and then it was 4 a.m. I entered the room. I'm like, Brian, where are you? And I knocked on the bathroom door. No answer, but there was a light on in there. And there he was, passed out on the toilet.
What's he doing with his hand?
He was asleep. He was asleep. I had to wake him up. Fell asleep in his position. He must have been there for an hour and a half.
And Scary, what kind of friend would show that with them not?
I have a question for Scary.
I will say this. Brian went on to be. Well, he was a radio DJ in Chicago. He actually made fun of himself and made a T-shirt of this post.
So it's okay.
I have a question for Scary.
Yeah.
When Froggy showed the picture of Caden on the toilet, and just now when he showed the picture of Brian on the toilet, he said, but they're not here to defend themselves. How would they defend themselves?
Because Brian has actually made fun of himself. He has a T-shirt of that.
Right, but how would he defend himself being drunk on a toilet? The picture speaks for itself.
Right.
All right. So,
right.
Okay. Elvis, what's Caden going to say?
Elvis, this is one of your favorite pictures of me. Remember this?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God. Are those really your feet?
That's crazy.
Yes, because he always wears those little short socks, and he's always outside, so he's tanned down to his line.
Yeah, so
and
my legs like, are tan, but my feet are super-duper white.
I thought he was wearing white socks.
So during this entire conversation, I've been thumbing through photos. I have so many photos that are so disgustingly fabulous. I'm not anywhere close to showing them to you.
Danielle isn't the only one that falls asleep on flights, because
I
found one of Scary on our way to Iowa.
Oh, man.
I did delete it because I did post it on Instagram and Scary's like, hey man, could you please delete that? And I shouldn't have even posted it, but I did delete it. But
I remember that day. Yeah. I was so fucking angry.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. You post shit of me sleeping like that all the time, and that's okay.
Here's one of Danielle sleeping in Elvis's backyard.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Facebook gallery of Danielle
sleeping. Show that Scary picture again. I like that. Here's the thing is you are here to defend yourself, so go ahead.
Right.
Oh God! Look at my gut on that.
He was in fourth coach's quarter. Belly was in first class.
So I will say this: this was the shot. This was the picture that I took that I didn't recognize myself in, and this was the one that inspired me to go to Dr. Fat Loss and lose weight. This is a picture of me meeting Britney Spears in Vegas, backstage, and look at her. Look at me.
Wow.
Does that
that's,
even look
that's
like
eight
me?
Quarter scary.
That was 2000. That was February of 2014.
That's like triple overtime scary.
As soon as I said, I got to do something about, I'm disgusted with that, and I don't even recognize myself. That's what inspired me.
Scary, where's the famous picture of you and Elton John where he's so happy to be taking a picture with you?
Well, he pulls that up. Here's one of Scotty B eating, I believe, a cricket, right? We're in Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah. Those are gross.
Scotty B has a picture of me eating a chicken finger underneath.
Chicken on the floor.
Yeah, on the floor.
Look at that guy.
Oh, wow.
Who's that?
That's how big I was.
Oh, my God, really?
Whenever pictures of you like that pop up, I'm like, I don't even remember. I just don't even remember you like that. It's so crazy.
You know what I found in the garage, Elvis? I found all your publicity pictures from the late 80s. You want me to bring them in tomorrow?
No.
Oh!
Why do you have these
things? Here's the Elton John picture. He's so angry.
Elton's like, who the fuck is this guy next to me?
Yeah, but when Elton dies, that's going to be his profile picture.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Wait, look, here's a picture of me on a very bad day.
No, that was great.
I know, I'm kidding.
You look good. Yeah, there's so many embarrassing photos of other people in here, too.
You know what I'm realizing, though? I'm realizing I've had a lot of different hair colors. Looking through these pictures.
You're just realizing that now?
I'm like, damn, look at this one. Oh, I like that one. Oh, wait, I didn't like that one.
Why is this so fun?
I don't know.
It's a great trip down memory lane.
It is.
Yeah. It's got to be boring to the people listening to this podcast and not
Yeah, well, they need to go look at it.
Oh, yeah, they got to
go watch it. My jerk of a sister, so we have Life 360 where we track each other, where the other one is all the time. Right. And the photo that she chose to use of me is one of the ugliest photos ever. Right. I'm like, I'm going to show you, but my cheeks are puffed out. My eyes are bigger than normal, and I look more like a frog than I usually do. I don't know if you guys can see
look,
that.
Producer Sam and Allie have joined the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Hello. Oh, my God. My levels are so hot.
I don't know why I have this one, but it's Nate as a cheerleader.
Nate is a cheerleader.
Why
do you like that one?
I don't know. That's a great question.
That was from 1998 or 99?
Is that before you were Michael J. Cox?
That was before I was Michael J. Cox.
Do you have any Michael J. Cox photos?
Hang on. I sent one to Danielle one time.
Hold on. I want to see this.
I don't have it anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. Didn't want to hang on to that memory. All right. How much time do we have?
2.5 minutes.
Oh, fuck. Can we just
13 minutes.
You can end it. Remember, we had this discussion. If you feel like we're out of gas, just pull the car over.
I think we're out of gas. I mean, when it comes time for Nate to look for his Michael J. Cox photos, it's time to say goodbye. All right. We're done.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.